Blog Talk Radio.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace.
Thank you.
know it was by the grace of God. If you hear me today, it's by the grace of God. Have nothing to do with your finances. It has nothing to do with your popularity. It has nothing to do with your likes. How many likes you get and how many you don't get. No. It's by the grace of God. By his unmerited favor. I thank God for each and every one of you all. I am Lewis Easley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this word. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything give thanks. So we thank you, Father God, for from our early rising, even to this present moment. We thank you, Father God, to be able to share the word of God from our hearts. We thank you for the wisdom that you're going to give us. We thank you, Father God, that you put healing in our bodies. We thank you, Father God, for it's by your stripes we are healed. I thank you, Father God, for your spirit being in my soul, for your spirit being in my body, for your spirit being in my spirit. I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. I thank you right now, Father God, for divine purpose. We have a divine purpose that has been placed over our lives. I thank you for all the promises that you've given us, Father God, from the promises that we agree according to your word. If we'll give, it shall be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together. I want to know where you will call men to give up unto us. So I thank you, Father God, for your promises to bless us and to bless me. Hallelujah. And for all those that will listen, Father God, these are your promises. So I thank you, Father God, for all of them are yea, and all of them is amen, according to your word. Now I ask you, Father God, to anyone that desire prayer according to the scripture, we put ourselves in agreement with them. We affirm and confirm that we are children of God. We affirm and we confirm, Father God, that we're your child. We're your children. We affirm and confirm, Father God, that you have forgiven us and we were washed in your precious blood, according to Ephesians 1 and 7, and according to Hebrews 9, 14. So I affirm and confirm, Father God, that 2 Corinthians 5, 17 declare that we are a new creation. So therefore, Father God, based on your word, we are a new creation. And we are the temple. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We don't need to take it nowhere else. It's in us. Hallelujah. We've been translated darkness into your marvelous light. So we affirm and confirm that in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody agreed with this prayer. Said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, brothers and sisters. We're going to put somewhat of a different twist on all of what we've been talking about. And we're going to begin because the Lord had told me this. He says, we need to practice the way we start our confession with the word of God. And that need to change. If you're going to have a change in your life, since this is 2024, you're going to have to change the way you speak, and I like to say reposition yourself in the way you practice. You're letting it go, but yet what you're doing is you are engaging in your confession. So that's what we're going to talk about for today, just for today. We're going to get back, because this is the other side of redemption. See, if you don't ever get to that side to know that you have been redeemed, then you need to talk like you've been redeemed. Not going to be, but you have. So if you want to change in your life, then you must be the one that makes that change. Your mama can't do it for you, your uncle, your pastor. No, you got to do this for yourself. And you start by changing your words. So it's best to place to start, I feel, is the secret place. That's where you and what you say, your life. So how about let's start with your spirit. So therefore, if we want something other than what we have now, began speaking words that are of God, and I'm gonna put a pin right there because I continue to argue this with people, and I'm gonna continue to argue the fact what you feel, what you think is not necessarily the truth, man. The only truth we have is the word of God. That's why this is so important that you understand this like that. Your life has to be based on the word of God. What you say, if it's truth, it has to be what the word of God say. So there is an alignment with his word. This is from you do. And that what we want to come to pass in our lives is what we say. So it's our words based on God's word that opens the door for the abundant life. We all want that. We all want salvation. So we all need to line up to what the word say. Salvation came through the power of the spoken word that you spoke in your life. If you recall, back in Romans 10:9-10, that's how you got that blessing. That blessing and truth. And it was in faith because you spoke it. What you speak, you spoke the word of God. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. That's how salvation came to you. How do you know that? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then you will begin to see your words affect change in your spiritual realm. Change that will eventually manifest in a natural realm. So you walk around every day not talking about you know why? Because you spoke the word. That's what happened. So you can start this day, those that have not, you can start this day, began changing your world by changing your words. I like that. Change your world by changing your words. Not by going to church. Not by doing what grandmama said. Oh, yeah, I'm going to preach today. So y'all might be ready for it. Those that don't want to hear, you might need to leave. Because I want you to know, you got that. You got to change your world. You got to change your words. So I want you to consider these three practical ways to start confessing the word of God. Okay? Some of y'all already do this. I just feel like we can help others. Everybody ain't where you are. You got to know that. I just heard that. I'm going to ask, let me get over here, see who we got. Okay, we got Pastor. Will you be so kind to read for me today? If the Lord leads you to read both scripture, that's fine. If not, I'd like for you to read for me. We're going to start with Psalms. I almost went to Joshua. We're going to start with Psalms 119 Psalms, and 11. Okay, do I have Pastor on here? Oh. Hallelujah. So here's the first thing you do. You want to make deposits in your heart. How you do that? You hide the word of God in your heart, man. Your word have I hidden in my heart, according to the New King James Version. It's your word I've hidden in my heart. Not what I think, not what I feel. See, that's what I say. We got to get away from that. Know that you got the word in your spirit, man. That's what you got to know. That way it's no doubt. It's no, well, if this, if that. See, God's words make a circle. It comes down to us from him like the rain from the heaven. And it goes into the soil of our heart, according to Mark 4. So then we lift up those words back to him in faith, and he brings them to pass in our lives, according to Isaiah 55:10-11. Isaiah 55:10-11. The Bible says, I'll read that King James. The rain and the snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground. The water, the earth, they cause the grain to grow, produce seed from the farmer's bread for the hungry. It is the same way with the word of God, brothers and sisters. That's all I'm saying. I send it out, and it always produce fruit. It will accomplish all I do. That has to be the main mindset. And it will prosper everywhere I send it to. So take time to make a deposit to his word into your spirit, man, into your heart. Not your head, but your heart. See, it's 18 inches from your heart your head. You want to deposit it in your heart, man, not in your head. A lot of people got the word of God in their head. Y'all gonna make me preach now. I'm trying to just teach this thing. See, we got a lot of folk got the word in their head, and that's far as it goes. Boy, they can quote scriptures all in their mind. They got, oh yeah, well, the word of God said that. But it's not in their heart. It's not in the hidden man of the heart. See, when that word get in your heart, preacher, your life change. There's just certain things you ain't gonna do. There's certain places you're just not going to go. You're not moving in that area. There are certain people you just ain't gonna do wrong because that's not what's in your heart. See, the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That's why you want to get the word of God in your heart, man. So when you speak, praise God. Watch this, Pastor. Watch this, Pastor. When you speak, we're going to come out. What's ever in there? Well, what's in there? The word of God. That's what you're practicing. I'm going to let Pastor read that. Isaiah 55:10-11. Amen. See, what we do, here's what you want to do. You want to meditate on the word of God. Joshua 1:8. It says, study this book day and night. Study the book. Study the instruction. Continually meditating on it day and night. The Bible. But if you get a scripture and you meditate on it day and night, well, why are you doing this? because you'll be sure to obey it. Because, see, sometimes out of sight, out of mind. So you want to keep it in your mind. Keep it in your spirit. And not just some of it, everything written in the Bible. You need to keep on you, keep in you. Only then will you have good success and your way will be prosper in all you do. Joshua 1 and 8. Read that for us, Pastor. Your pastor. We're to meditate. You're to meditate. Sometimes in meditation, you ponder on things. Meditation requires a series and careful thoughts. You know, you got to be serious about what you're thinking about. Like if you're thinking about a career change, if you're thinking about marriage, if you whatever it is, meditation, you got to meditate on it, ponder on it. That means you may study. You may have to weigh the cons and the pros, you know. You have to analyze it. When you meditating on something, you're doing more than just thinking about it. You're contemplating. You know, when you're contemplating, you're considering everything. If that makes sense. So that's what we're to do with the Word of God. You never heard that like that, oh well. But God expects for you to meditate. I meditate, then you're able to believe it. Take it as not just a second glance at things, but dissect that thing. When you're meditating on something, you dissect it. You bring it to a conclusion. You try to absorb all of the wisdom and knowledge that you can. That's what you do. And if you lack wisdom, ask God. How about if I told you meditating means to chew on that thing? What if I told you meditating means to kick it around in your head? Then reflect upon it. See what that looked like. A lot of reason we don't see stuff because we don't meditate on it. There's things that you ask God, you need to meditate on it. Day and night. Let me move on so I can try to get up out of here with this. But we need to, that's number two. Number two, we need to meditate on the Word of God. Study it to show yourself approved unto God, not unto man. So if you want the Word to produce powerful results in your life, you have to meditate on it. You can be content to just know what it says. You must believe it, meditating on it, and speaking it until it abide in you, until it lives in you, to set up resident in you. A lot of times y'all hear me say the same thing, because I've been meditating over some stuff. I used to meditate on Matthew 4 and 4 so much that people know the first thing I'm going to say, man must live by every word. Well, that became a reality to me. That I was going to live by what the Word said. I had a lot of preachers, a lot of scholars, but God said, look at it, I want you to live by my word, not their word. See, because I was getting it twisted a little bit, you know. Well, my pastor said this, and he said, well, I wasn't back-checking nothing. I just went along with it. And God said, oh, no. So I stopped meditating on the Word of God. So Jesus refused to speak anything other than what his daddy said. So the secret to the Word is abiding in you is to put the Word into your spirit, into your heart, And if you put it in there abundantly, it's going to come out abundantly. So it will dwell and come alive in you. You must give your attention to it, just like God instructed Joshua to. So I want you to meditate on it. Why do you think God told Joshua that? Meditate means allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to God's word in reality. Speaking God's word directly to you. The word of God become alive in you. Become alive in your life. So you have to carefully ponder how the word applied to your life, and you will realize the integrity, the truthness of it by meditating on it day and night. Two times, day and night. Thirdly, before I get up out of here, is to say what you want and not what you have. Because a lot of people, they say what they have and not what they want. I tell you the truth. You can say this mountain be lifted up, throw it over there into the sea, and it'll happen. But you must realize what you just said. And you must really believe it. Well, how do that happen? By not doubting in your heart. So how you keep doubt out of your heart is to replace that with the word of God. So doubt have to go. See, one reason it's so important to have this word abiding in you and in an abundance, that when you come up against tests and trials and different circumstances and different situations, especially those that the devil will put your way, all kind of pressure on you to say negative things, you'll find yourself strongly. And to me, that's temptation too, because you're being tempted to say something that's not the word of God. Like, oh, how bad I'm sick. No, you speak victory, man. You don't speak what you feel. You speak what the word of God says. See, the devil wants us to say, I feel sick. So instead, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. He wants us to say, I'm broke, instead of saying, God meet all of my needs according to his riches in glory. See, and that's the end of that. When you're saying what the word of God says, your needs are already met. Now, that's why I love what David said. He said, I shall not want. You don't want for anything. You don't want him for anything. You just spoke the word. You just hit the word of God in your heart. So there's just no way around it, brothers and sisters, to live a life of blessings. We're going to have to make our words agree with what God's word says, not just what a few, not just for right now, not just for a few hours. No, this has to become your lifestyle. You know, some people, they do it for a few days. No, every day, every hour, every minute. And times mean nothing to God. Something to you. I told you the other day, Abraham, for 25 years straight, he hadn't received his promise, but he kept speaking it, kept saying what God said, word said. So what are you speaking now? Start today, brothers and sisters. God's blessing. Start declaring it over your life. Declare the divine health over your life. Don't speak what you see, but the word of God say. It's not even about what you see or what you feel. It's about what the word of God say. Declare peace over your life. Lord is telling me right now, somebody need to declare peace over your life. You're going through something. Start declaring peace over your life. You're going to see peace going to come through like never, ever before. You're going to start declaring it, and you're going to stand on it. And in every area of your life, when you go to work, declare peace. When you're around your family members, declare peace. When you're around your lover, your loved ones, spouses, things you care about, speak peace right then. Because, see, that's where Satan wants to jump in, around stuff that you care about. You believe it and you confess it and you receive it in the name of Jesus. People start talking about doing a fast. I think people need to do a checkup. That's what I think. You need to do a spiritual checkup. You should always find somebody to agree with you. Somebody that's going to speak the word of God in you. Not just what you want to hear, because a lot of people speak what people want to hear. But don't do that. Speak what the word says. Edify that brother or that sister. I know we all not there, but we can all get there. That's for sure. But I'm right there for today. We're going to leave it open. Anyone like to have anything to say at this point in time, you may. Any comments on anything? Hallelujah. Just for a recap, for those that may not miss what I was talking about today, I was talking really about practicing ways to start confessing the word of God, okay? So, and those were the three ways I sort of spoke on, making a deposit in your heart. Speaking that word in your spirit, man, meditating on it. And then say what you want and not what you have. Those are the 3 points I made. So anybody have anything they want to share? Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. And that was out of which version? Okay, that was out of New Living Translation.